I used to be able to just,
you know, spread out.
Yeah. You can't man spread anymore. Well, you can still man spread. Why are you putting your hand on your crotch?
Because I realized there is a hole in this onesie.
Why is there a hole in the one? I can guess.
There was, and I didn't do it. It was already there.
Dang.
Interesting.
Oh, is that like a feature?
Is it design flaw?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Microsoft. Thanks.
Jeez. Anything that could mean that my nuts could randomly pop out is a design flaw. That's
so how
a
many
feature,
boners did you pop
ever,
before the hole showed up?
Yeah.
What's the
most boners? I didn't even get the luxury.
How many pops do those pants? What's the withstand?
One,
how
a can two, they withstand? Yeah. A three.
I keep having to think about, you know, bad to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Bad stuff, I meant to say.
We're so busy gaming. Yeah, dude. Rocco, we're not even close to the time.
Like, you think about, I'm like, all the Golden Girls episodes coming to Disney Plus.
You think about bad stuff to avoid having a boner?
Well, I'm not going to think about good stuff. Ew, that's true. That's not going to do the trick.
I don't think about good. I think about neutral. So I don't think about bad stuff.
Yeah, think about the color beige and you won't get
it. I move quick.
I'm unaroused by just neutral things. I don't need to actively think of negative things. Like, global warming.
No, yeah,
that bums me out.
That's what, it's the
hold
point.
Hold on, wait, no.
Sad.
And then it curls.
Yeah, with mine, I go, it takes a long time, so I got to think, I got to go like, the Black Plague, you know, the whatever.
It is more exaggerated for you.
Okay, I know I shouldn't.
And he yells timber.
I'm going to let this bit breathe.
Yeah, let it breathe.
It's like end of Evangelion.
There's weight to the animation,
When the dying boner joke is over, I have a...
I think it's concluded.
The bit's flaccid. So let's move on.
He's finished.
I was watching YouTube videos today, and I don't know why I got this pre-roll, but I watched it because it was immediately funny. But it was something about, like, what kind of foods can prevent your balls from shrinking?
Huh.
And I was like, what the fuck kind of pre-roll is this? And I just went into it. He's like, you know, the bacteria found in sauerkraut, pickles, sour food.
Uh-oh. What?
But a lot of people don't like that. And your balls might be shrinking. And I just started thinking, this is a bold commercial. I didn't know they made commercials like this.
Who's concerned about the size of their testicles?
That was my second thought, too.
Tighten them up, baby.
I didn't know people were overly concerned with this. But then why is the algorithm sending me this commercial?
Well, that's my question.
And why was I so weirdly fascinated by it?
Because they knew.
Does the AI know something
they
I don't?
They knew something you didn't.
Wait, well, first of all, let me just ask. Was it that... I have to know now, was it eating pickles did decrease the balls?
Yeah, the salt.
Or it's people who don't eat them, their balls are shrinking.
I need to review the commercial. Can I say the guy starring in the commercial looked confident and trustworthy, but
he's eating pickles.
But low-key kind of sad.
No, well, you know
he's not eating pickles.
Derek, like, I think he just told the whole story.
And then I was watching, and I was like, oh, because he has really minuscule balls.
Yeah, he's got blueberry balls.
This guy,
and eating pickles is good for your balls.
Yeah, damn right they are.
All of that sauerkraut and all of that sour food is good for your balls. Man, this guy's probably living off pickles and sauerkraut, and it's not helping, and that's why he's so sad.
Dude, this guy wants to be a legit actor, and he's in a ball shrinking commercial. Of course he's sad.
No, he's in a ball enlargement commercial.
Oh, yeah, he's sad.
Playing the part of a guy with tiny balls.
Yeah,
but
that is...
What, like, do you want...
That sucks,
do you want huge balls? I just feel metaphorically, you want this guy's got balls. Like, that's on a metaphorical level, but do they physically need
I feel like the bigger your balls, that's like a hindrance.
Well, I think...
Because it's like your target area is bigger. If someone's gonna hit your balls like that, it's like you have more
vulnerability.
And you're running. Yeah. That's like carrying an extra, bag of equipment. You don't need all that.
I just thought the smaller the balls, the bigger your penis looks.
Right? Yeah that
so
too.
In comparison, you want a tiny pair.
I've heard those stories, like in sumo wrestler culture, as children, they do some sort of
shove
the balls into the body.
Ew, horse
I've heard that
so that they can like turtle retract them for combat.
What?
Yeah. So, like, if you ever are facing a sumo wrestler and you're like, this guy's 500 pounds, but don't worry, I'll just kick him in the balls.
He
sucked
him in.
Guess what? You better have a backup plan.
He sucked him in a long time ago, bro.
Yeah, because he sucked him in a long time ago.
Yeah, those things are up in there.
But at the end of the day, if you don't like pickles, if you don't like sauerkraut, they are selling pills.
Ooh.
Oh.
That you have big balls with.
that will.
I'll see the pickle.
They'll grow your. They're like Miracle Grow for your nuts.
That's the last thing I think I would ever think about.
I know. Me too.
I gotta. You
but we're
know
thinking
what?
About it now.
My ball. I gotta get bigger balls.
Yeah.
I gotta get that.
But see, I brought this up. You hear it briefly. We talk about it for a second in the Evangelion behind the scenes that we put out.
Yeah.
For a second, we talk about. I used to get spam emails all the time that said thicker loads. Increase the load. You want a bigger load?
Well,
thicker
you want
load.
It. You
and
want
who,
that.
That's another. It's like, is anyone going like?
Yeah, I think
shit,
it's
you
related.
See this load? That's
I think
like
it's
barely.
Like, you
who
have
cares
to
increase about
and,
that.
You know, I want to take a moment to get serious.
I'm okay.
For
oh,
our
geez,
viewers
I'm buckling
out
up.
There, sure. Who are suffering from this affliction? Because
okay.
It's real. The tiny loads yeah. and the tiny balls and.
No ropes.
Yeah, exactly. So, sad day. It just hit me, you know. Yeah. There's a reason that these pre-rolls are out there.
Yeah. Because some people just need more.
Yeah. We're here making fun of it, laughing at it. But
we think our, you know, our normal size balls and average load thickness.
We shouldn't go on. Has
normal,
5 minutes passed, by the way? Are we even legally allowed to be discussing this stuff? I don't.
I'm talking about laundry, so I don't know what you're referring
to.
This
is the number one men's health podcast.
That was a men's health discussion. Yeah. But now we're going to go into comedy. Yeah.
Genuinely, I don't know if it was okay that we talked about that. So let's segue out. We're going to play the theme song tonight. We're going to do something a little special. This is really awesome.
What do you got?
We got a brand new live track from Metallica.
What?
Theme song. Check it out.
Awesome. Thank you, Metallica.
We paid millions to get that done, and it was worth every cent. Yeah. Worth every cent.
Those guys are just, they rock.
Wait, the chat's saying that they didn't hear Metallica.
What?
Okay. The song was replaced. Well,
they have a broken phone or something?
What?
Turn your speakers up.
Guys, turn your speaker up. You understand? You understand how to do that?
Dude. Let me just say, you better have fucking heard Metallica, because we paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to get them on this stream. So.
Yeah.
Better have been worth it.
Dude.
Yeah. So just, fix your computer or whatever you got to do, because that's not on us. That's on you or whatever.
Hate to say it, but it's sad but true.
Dang. You know, it happened to Blizzard, BlizzCon earlier this week. I didn't think it would happen to us. I thought they would have sorted
that out. I
thought
we fixed it.
I thought we were on the good side, unlike Blizzard, you know. Shut up for a second. What was everyone's favorite Blizzard announcement?
Go, Sean.
Yeah, now you can talk.
That Metallica would be playing live during the stream,
so
clearly.
I'm going to go home.
Well, it's important we get to the Blizzard announcements, Sean. I didn't think you wanted to delay it.
Yeah, don't delay.
Wait, what's the joke? I don't get it. Is Sean really into Blizzard all of a sudden?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
You wanted to talk about Blizzard.
I want to talk. Hello.
Shit. It's feisty tonight.
No, I was going to say, when I saw the Metallica thing, I was so happy. That made my day.
Yeah.
Because it needed something like this to happen before there was any change. And I feel like that's put some big wheel in motion. Oh, so
I
maybe
agree.
We'll solve this fucking nightmare that we're living in.
Like, you know, before they were just screwing over the little man, but now they're going after the big companies.
Yo, you got Blizzard's pissed off at you. I mean, legitimately, Metallica looks fucking dumb
in
this thing. And it's no fault of their own.
Yeah.
Like,
people say that they were the ones who went after Napster back in the day.
Ooh, that's interesting.
And set all this shit in motion.
Yeah, Sean, that's the argument is like, did they create the hellscape that we're in now?
Wow.
So, maybe in the past, but for those who maybe aren't, I just want to preface, for those who maybe aren't caught up with what did happen, is that Metallica played BlizzCon's online event and Twitch muted it. Like,
Not only did they mute it, they put the lamest fucking song.
Yeah, they put like MIDI music over it.
What?
And then they
insult.
Mislabeled it as chiptune in every article, which pissed off chiptuners.
Yeah, it wasn't chiptune, was it?
It's not fucking chiptune.
But yeah, it was.
Everyone's mad.
Yeah, they didn't want a strike. Like, and you know, because it's on Twitch, it's easy to be like, you know, okay, Twitch, what were you thinking? Whatever. But they're just doing it because of the things that. I mean, there's got to be better ways to implement that for sure. They need to fix that. But the music situation is not better for anybody right now. Like yeah. It's bad.
Made this site that people were like loving. It broke it essentially. Mm-hmm. Like you really can't play certain things, and people are so stressed about like.
It's a cool platform.
But man, they're so scared of this.
They announced a pack of games at BlizzCon. This is separate from the Metallica thing, but they announced a pack of games that was like, I might have this wrong. It was like, I think it's Lost Vikings. I think it's Blackthorn, which I think that's the only Blizzard game I've ever played.
Oh, really?
I don't know if anyone else remembers that, but I think there was like a car game in it too, like some kind of racing game or something. And they announced it. And then within a day said, by the way, this pack that's coming out, if you're going to stream it, mute all the music on that card game. It's all copywritten, so do not stream with the music on. Mute the game. It was like, what is happening?
I just feel like it's counterintuitive because all it would do is promote that music to the audience who isn't on Twitch to digest music.
Yeah.
They're on Twitch to digest like streaming content, video game content.
Yeah.
If there's music or something a streamer might showcase that you're into, then you go look it up and buy it on a music platform. It just promotes that.
Or you have a, you know, like I honestly think YouTube is actually, as much as trouble as there is with YouTube,
yeah,
they do have a pretty good setup now where it features that music. Okay, cool. We're going to run an ad next to it.
Perfect.
Great. And that's pretty much mostly the end of it. And we just need something across all platforms I don't know, but you were going to.
Well, I was going to add on to what Garrett said about it being counterintuitive. Because they've already denied ways for music artists to get paid through streaming platforms.
Right. Yeah, they really have.
These changes and implementations don't address that problem at all. It doesn't make it so that musicians get paid more.
Exactly.
So now the record companies have cut off musicians from getting paid, and they've cut off audiences from hearing the music.
They own it 100%.
So I wonder where we go from here. What's next?
Can we
just give them money and erase music from the whole transaction?
This is the craziest thought, and I felt dumb in the moment, but I was listening to music driving my car. And I had on shuffle, and then Elton John came on. Elton John, I think it was Tiny Dancer. And my first thought was copyright claims. And I was so worried that I was gonna get in trouble for listening to that song.
Like you were streaming?
Like I was streaming.
It's
an
instinct now.
I'm just by myself in my car. Like, oh shit. Oh wait, it's what the fuck? But it's like where are we? Twitch is owned by Amazon, who has the most money. Mm-hmm. You can't figure something out here?
No, there has to be, and it's exactly what you just said. I'm glad there was a big event that made it into the press I'm hoping those talks are happening.
And why can we only listen to Tiny Dancer on the fucking radio?
Right?
You know how often I'm next to a radio? The 5 minutes I'm in my car driving from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2021. Nobody has a radio in their office or house unless you work at like a dentist and...
Yeah.
Even then, it's like streaming satellite radio through a computer or some like internet radio station.
Yeah. But these old radio deals have figured it out where it's like, okay, the station pays this license and you can play whatever. Okay, cool. Okay, great. Well, we need that for the new platforms.
Yeah. Like, I can think
that
of
old
that.
Stuff. Great. We have Twitch pay some big Holy thing shit. Every year where
you just
the users
cracks
the can
code.
Do it.
Right.
Twitch just buys a license and then I'll pay $1 to sign up for Twitch and then I could. Like, basically make me an honorary DJ.
Yep.
Right. Give me a catalog of songs. Yep. Be like, hey, you can only play this top 40 bullshit on your streams.
Yep.
I don't care.
Or
I'll play fucking Imagine Dragons and make fun of it. Just let me play something.
Or put out a service like iTunes for streamers where artists can put songs on there. Hey, you know what? Pay $20 and forevermore you can play Seven Nation Army on your streams or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the streamers say,
I would pay $20 from now on I can play Seven Nation Army on, that's my theme song on the stream or something like that.
It's everybody's theme song.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, but you know what I mean? Like I would pay,
if they had a service where, let's say, people already spend $5 to, you know, sub to channels. Mm-hmm. If you sub to us if you want. Mm-hmm. But What if it was like $6 and now like the music is, you can listen to the music. If you don't pay the $6 or you don't pay the extra dollar or whatever, maybe you don't sub to the channel, you hear that dumb chiptune song. But you spend the $5, now you can hear whatever you want on Twitch. It's fine.
Yeah. There's just got to be,
you know what?
I don't know if these would work out, but there's got to be something, there's got to be something.
We need the Occupy music industry movement.
Uh-oh, there you go.
2021. We're coming for the fucking music industry. The more I think about this bullshit fucking industry, who even gets played on the radio?
Up, yeah.
Who picks this bullshit that's on the radio to begin with?
Yeah.
This music sucks. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And we're forced to listen to it till like it's stuck in your fucking head. And you're like,
oh yeah,
stuck
what are
in
we
my
seeing,
head.
Sean?
All right, I'll put it on my stream. No, you can't.
Okay.
I don't want to listen to it. You can't. Turn the radio back on. I just feel like the music industry has their fingers, too far into, not our pockets, like our brains. They're pulling the strings.
Yeah. But Paola, dude, to be fair, though, where the artists make their money is live shows. So they can play live show or they can't. They can't tour right now. Okay.
If you're a streamer,
all right,
you should be able to go to your favorite band's website.
Yeah.
Radiohead.com, Metallica.com.
Yeah. Great sites.
And download, download like a stream
license.
Package.
License.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight from the artist.
Yeah.
Just fucking remove the record industry.
Yes.
Take out the middleman. I'll give Metallica $5.
Fuck
and
you,
and
David.
I can play Enter Sandman. Right. I don't even want the whole song. Give me 15 seconds of Enter Sandman for my stream. That's it.
Yeah.
Tommy Mottola.
It really is crazy how music and what they've done to it has sucked the joy out of streaming.
Yes.
It is like we used to have so much fun with, the 2 minutes to midnight on Black Friday streams or whatever.
Can't do that.
Can't do that. Can't do anything fun. If it's, you're going to dance? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Whenever a new medium comes out, it's like the Wild West years.
Yeah.
You have so much fun and so much exploration in the medium.
Yeah.
And then
it gets bought out by a big company and then it gets ruined.
I know people are going to think I am crazy and I hate to be the guy who's stuck in the past and says things used to be better back in my day.
I'm with you. I'm a Luddite.
But I do think there's an argument to be made that the internet peaked before corporate interests got involved.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. And maybe like technology wasn't as good and you can do more on the internet today, but it was less annoying. It was less of a hassle.
Yeah.
And it was just, it seemed like more fun.
There's more convenience now, but less fun.
Yeah.
And I think the term, wild, wild west kind of is appropriate. The feeling before like pre-rolls and videos, before streaming services were monetized, it just seemed like
Ustream, Justin TV.
Yeah, it just seemed like a bunch of, random people were just throwing stuff up there and other people were collecting it and nobody seemed to be like monitoring it really.
For
better or worse,
I remember back when it was around 2007, I think.
That's what I'm thinking too. 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
YouTube response videos were still around.
Yeah.
Search for recently uploaded.
I feel like pre-rolls really started coming around like 2009-ish. Maybe sooner, but that's when it came like really prolific.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say the when Tim and Eric did they did a live stream at the time when that wasn't a super common thing, but they did Tim and Eric Night Live, which was a weekly stream they would do, which I still think to this day is the funniest thing those guys ever did. If you've never seen them, Tim and Eric Night Live, I think there's 6 or 7 episodes. I don't know how many episodes.
I think there
were
6, if I remember.
They kill me. It is just a stream of things going wrong constantly, and it kills me every time. But I remember specifically when they did that, someone asked them, there was an interview or something where they said, like, what makes you want to do this internet thing? Why not, a show on TV or, why are you doing this in addition to your show on TV? And I remember, I think Tim said, oh, we like doing this stream on the internet because we can use all this copyrighted stuff and nobody cares. Like, that was the appeal of doing it back then.
Yeah.
So they
Shrek.
Would do an episode and they would say it's brought to you by Papa John's. Yeah. And then they would go off on Papa John's showing their website. And like on tonight's episode 311 with 50 Cent, or whatever. And it was all bullshit. And it's just so funny. Like, you can't say that now. Like it was fun because there really was no rules at that time, So anyway, not saying it was going to be like that forever or
No.
There's good and bad, but that I miss that. I do miss that.
It was sad to see those times go.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, guys, this is the Super Bowl, the NFL Super Bowl episode.
God,
oh, this
one is. Oh, that was last week.
Sorry.
That's 2 weeks ago. Last week we were doing the Olympic board games.
Yeah, that's true.
So, also known as the Super Bowl.
Known as the Super Bowl.
By the way.
Bigger event.
Uh-oh.
Where's he going? Oh, my God, he's
take
left.
Take care, man.
See you later.
Well, he was...
Take it easy.
Because if you're at home, maybe catch up with a friend... chat for a little. He's back.
Oh, there he is. Oh the rightful winner.
I know the show stops when I leave the room. I appreciate it.
The rightful
he's coming
winner.
Bloat.
Yeah, I take this wherever I go because, you know, so many people covet the title. They want to take it off me.
Yeah.
They can't.
You should take it to them. You are the champ. Fill your Slurpee day at 7-Eleven.
My fingers aren't fast enough and they can't cast the die. Strong enough to hold the championship. That's why I got it. And I am the board game champion.
I had so much fun doing... I had the whole day, I had a blast.
Yeah.
But that part in particular of like those...
Connect Four?
Dumb board games with so much on the line. Connect Four, the second that was picked, I'm like, Derek won. I'm so bad at Connect Four, always.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
I remember, I'm going to set this down. I remember I've played Sean at Connect Four in the past, and he whooped my ass relentlessly. And I'm pretty good at games, and I'm pretty competitive.
Yeah.
But I was scared that you were going to beat me at Connect Four.
You seemed confident.
I did.
You were quiet, stoic.
I even recall you saying when I had won that you saw my finishing move.
I did.
Long before I had seen it.
And I couldn't figure a way out of it.
I didn't see my finishing move because I was just playing defense. And I'm not really good at... And I feel like in the past, you always saw those moves and kicked my butt.
Maybe. Can I make a...
Go ahead.
I think the reason why that is, Derek, if I'm not just guessing.
Okay.
But last time I remember playing you, I think we had a bar...
Yeah, maybe.
And I think you had been there for a bit, and I just got there. So I don't know if that maybe helped the situation or not, but I feel like maybe you had a drink or two, and I was stone cold sober.
I hold my liquor very well.
You
in
do.
In fact, it
you
makes
do.
Me sharper.
Yeah, two little hulksters
in. It loosens
in.
Me up. That's true. My problem is I overthink it.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wasted, but I am saying like I think I've never played at a bar
I'll
with you.
I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
I trained relentlessly for that competition.
Oh.
I looked up... Connect Four strategies.
Did you really?
Smart.
Whoa.
Yes. And I practiced Connect Four online.
Fair. How did you make that the final round?
Against other. I don't. It was by luck. When it came to the final round, I was like.
The wheel, yeah.
Oh my God. This was.
You trained for that game?
I trained because I was so scared that you specifically were going to beat me. And when it came to that final round, you still saw the moves better than I did.
Wow. And
my only strategy going in was like, I don't want to fuck up because I feel like I always lose by making a mistake, by making a simple mistake. So I was just playing very defensively.
I want to say.
And you were doing great because I had been training a lot.
Well, here's the thing.
You were not falling for anything.
I want to say this. And yes, I would have won the $500. Of course, I would have wanted that. But. It almost is beautiful that the Olympian who won was the one who trained the most. And that makes me, as an Olympic fan, that makes me happy. So I'm happy.
Fuck that.
I'm happy that you won.
Can I tell you?
That's nice.
Not only did I train at Connect Four, I trained at Guess Who. So when it came down to the final two games, I was like, these are my games, dude.
Did you?
Guess Who? You may have noticed I was asking fucking bizarre
questions.
You
were.
Yeah.
I had like trained...
you studied the boards.
I had studied. I found out that Guess Who... Can I go into some of the strategy?
Oh, please. I want to see what everyone's like most confident game going into
I found out that Guess Who, basically, you know, the identifiers. Are you wearing a hat? Does your character have big ears? Are they wearing glasses?
Yeah.
Statistically, there's always like five characters that have one of those things. Like five characters will be wearing glasses.
Gotcha.
Five characters will have an ear, big ears or whatever. Five characters will have rosy cheeks, something like that. So if you just ask, does your character wear glasses? At most, you'll eliminate five people. But the rules state you can ask yes or no questions. So the goal is to try to eliminate 50% of the remaining players. So I ask questions like, does your character's name start with the letter A through L?
Right.
What was another one I asked? Does your character have any facial hair? Not like a mustache or a beard, but anything. I tried to take different features and combine them all into one yes or no question.
So you could eliminate the most.
Does your character look like you have a dark past? Yeah. Easy. And then you just go.
Easy to
They're all done.
Damn. I looked up Chutes and Ladders.
Yeah.
How quickly the game ends. That game legitimately can go on forever.
That was the one that scared me.
Statistically, I looked at it and it said this game can go on infinitely.
Yeah.
That's the one that
scared me. I felt like
me.
I was stuck in a fucking endless hamster habit trail.
But I do think that normally watching that would not have been entertaining. But I went back and watched some of the stream and it was the chat was blowing up when I caught you finally and it was there's highs and lows to that game, I guess literally, but
there were highs and lows to that day. Because I felt like I got fucked at every opportunity.
What, Operation?
You guys didn't play fair even once.
Oh, was Operation fair?
That thing was buzzing by itself.
Yeah.
Gary walked away and it was going, zzz, zzz. I'm like, oh, interesting.
He gave you another chance.
You were eliminated and Garrett graciously brought you back into the competition.
I was the most confident
to mock me
with Operation. Once I got that, I went, all right, Steady Hands is here.
That was in
the guy who puts engines together.
All jokes aside, that was the last one on my list. The one that I was praying wouldn't come up. I've never been good at it. When I had it as a kid, I tossed it. I was like, I can't work this out.
I can't
do it. My brain won't do this. And so when it hit that, I was like, wish it was Connect Four.
I was hoping I would get Jenga.
You were confident for Jenga.
I didn't feel confident, but I was like, I just like that game. Yeah. So that will be fun. And I never could have imagined how high stakes and how much I would have been nervous, but that was fun. That
the
was
whole
fucking
competition,
fun.
My heart was pounding.
Yeah.
I was legitimately nervous. And I almost felt like I had jinxed myself by looking up strategies for these games. Mm-hmm. Cause I felt like my whole problem would be overthinking it, you know?
Yeah. Right.
And making a stupid mistake cause I was thinking too hard. So my heart was beating and I was just trying to stay calm the whole time. It was a really fun competition.
Yeah. It was hard not to think about the money on the line. I was trying to remove that from my mind to just focus on the game. But
the money and winning were the same thing to me. I wanted to win. You win the money, but you also win the competition.
Yeah, sure.
You know, who doesn't want to win when you're in a competition?
Yeah.
Even having trained, though, you were still a little shaky. What did you have confidence in? Like, I got this. No problem. I hope I get...
Connect Four.
Connect Four.
Even though I knew Sean was a strong opponent, that game, for whatever, I ended up really getting hooked on Connect Four. Practicing for it, and I would play it till 2 in the morning.
Oh my God, dude.
I found a game with people all over the world.
Oh, like an online thing.
Yeah, and I would play some guy in Spain who was the number one ranked person. Wow. And he'd whoop my ass, but I'd be like, this is how he does it,
Oh, wow.
Rocco, did you have a most...
Guess Who is my favorite.
That was your...
Yeah, I was all ready for that. And when... I'm telling you, when Operation came up, I was just like, well, that's that.
You know what game...
I was so bummed.
...should be ashamed of itself?
Hmm.
Is Hi-Ho Cheerio. Fuck that game.
Yeah, that
game.
Was not...
That's
fuck no
stupid.
Cheerio.
Even Candyland, I get it. I get what...
Yeah.
That's fine.
It serves a purpose.
Hi-Ho Cheerio, fuck off with that game.
I feel I had that revelation as a kid, too. Like when we had games at school or something, it was always like, oh, all that's left is Hi-Ho Cheerio. Fuck,
I love a mechanical.
I feel like I remember that.
What? Anything mechanical, I loved Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Mm-hmm.
I like that we were playing a three-way game of that.
Yeah. Once we got the levels out and made sure it was legit, then I felt better about it.
Yeah.
I really
that was dramatic. The leveling of the table.
Yeah, that was our Deflategate.
I really headed in. I to be totally honest though, I really did head into that day. I was excited for it. I knew it was going to be fun. It's like, dude, we're playing a bunch of games. This is going to be rad. But I did head into it this was my least confident thing. For me to play, we had a bunch of games ready to be played. I need to play games 8 times before I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I am just like that. Yeah. You could explain it to me all day. And D&D too.
That was funny.
We kind of had some practice ahead of time, but I was like, I still don't know if I've grasped this. I hope I can get with it. But I really headed into the board game stream thinking, I'm going to be the weak link today. I'm going to fuck up all these games, or I'm going to be yo, Rocco, you're not getting it, whatever. And I'm so happy that was not really the case. I'm so glad we did. We did kind of brush up on D&D earlier that week ahead of time. And Mason did such a good job navigating it on our stream for a group of mostly kind of first timers.
Yeah.
He did such a good job. It was a blast. It was totally like I had a great time the whole day.
Can I say I think all three of you had different levels of reservations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For playing D&D.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really was like, I don't know and if that's going to work out, at least on my end.
It seemed like you all really enjoyed it.
Blast. And I want to play more.
Yeah, I was surprised how much you guys liked it, actually. Yeah.
I wish we could have canceled the rest of the day and kept playing D&D.
Hey, I was like, yo, I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Wow.
And to add to that, to add on that point, it's funny because we've done these kind of over the past year through 2020, we started doing these kind of mega streams. You know, like we had 64X and we had the Halloween one and all that. Those we put, you know, obviously we have so many kind of factors and stuff that it really is a very stressful day of like, ooh, okay, did that work? Ooh, is that going to work? That did work. Okay, is that not working? You know, whatever.
Sure.
This stream, and so they can feel like very long, kind of like, oh, okay, biting nails. This stream was the longest one. Like the Halloween one was actually, I think when it was all said and done, maybe 6 hours.
Yeah.
This one was almost 8 and it went by like that. When we were doing like the final game, I was like, wait, this is the last thing on the schedule. Like I really was like, I'm ready to keep going. Like this is over. Like you're kidding me. But then it's like, yo, it's 8 hours. It's like, how much longer can we make this? Like, you
how
know,
much
it's
longer
like
are people going to watch
10 hours or what? Yeah. It was, you know, I was surprised while I was here, it felt like 5 minutes went by and the stream was over. I was like, oh, I was having so much fun. D&D game was a blast.
Well, when it came to D&D, like I missed the time when Mason came down to talk to everyone. I was I was getting 2 root canals. So cool. I missed it.
Fun.
It was so much fun. But so like I was legitimately nervous because I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know anything about this, anything. Yeah. And I think maybe I talked to Derek or someone and he was telling me the story. And then like it clicked for me. Like I've been telling my kids, my little girls, a bedtime story for the past like 4 months. And they just want me to continue the same story. So we just keep going with it. And like every now and then, like, can we get a dragon? I'm like, okay. So then like I'll add a dragon to it. And then like I realized like, oh, that's what this is. We just roll for a different shit. Like I can say, yeah, there's a dragon. We got to roll for it first. Like that. Oh, I get this.
Yeah.
So like I felt so much better. Once Mason did a voice.
Yeah.
I was truly taken aback.
Agam's
I was
like, laugh, man.
What is this? And then I was like, oh shit, you like role play. Oh, I didn't. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know any of it.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he did a great job.
Fun. That was really funny seeing you comment on that during the stream, Rocco, where like, Mason, are you? Oh, okay. Now, I think all of us kind of realizing at the same time, like, oh shit, like we got to do, oh, okay.
Or improvising, because you're as improvising now as your character you made up and doing dumb stuff. And like, I don't know. And like, as Mason told me afterwards, he's like, I'm like, was I annoying with all the fucking rings? I don't know. And he's like, no, because
that's your character.
That's how you play. And now your character loves rings. And that's your bit now.
Yeah.
And you're neurotic. Okay, and you're, like it built out our characters' personalities just even in that limited amount of time. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
But I think that was so fun.
And for the record, Sean, with the whole ring thing, I think you got ripped. I'm not going to go into it, but you got played.
I knew it.
Wow.
I knew it.
Yeah.
It was a scam from the start.
I don't think Rocco or Sean had ever played D&D. Had you ever played D&D before, Garrett?
I had not.
Oh, okay.
No, I played Gauntlet. You know, I get as close as I could with video games, but I've never actually tabletop. Or I played. You know what? I played like D&D Lite with miniatures. I played a game called Mordheim, and I fucked around with some Warhammer figures and you know, but actually like sitting and playing with no real visual representation. Well, actually, I like that he had the little dungeon sets and everything.
Yeah, no,
Great. I started looking at those on Amazon because like, ooh, I just want to like build little dungeons for us to play.
Those when you play, as Mason said, you could do like theater of the mind.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Where you just, you know, just tells you a story and you imagine it.
Yeah.
I would love to be dungeon master someday, but I don't know all the fine details about D&D, you know, necrotic damage,
It just seemed
skin.
Yeah.
Like I can't even fathom how much time he put into it for us. For
you
that
can tell
thing.
You've been doing it a long time.
It looked.
Oh, he painted figures for us. He printed
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
cards.
He like went yeah, hard, I and that. I really appreciated it.
He
but
gave
like,
us all our spells on because our characters had unique spells to us.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
made little
so
cards.
Like, when
for
I made
us.
My character on the last podcast we did, the after show, I gave it to him, and he came to me. He's like, "A lot of this is wrong, so I fixed it for you." I'm like, "Thank God for you. Like, thank you." You know. It's, I really so appreciate it.
I would love to continue that. I want to know the journey home.
Definitely.
With those characters. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe that's something we need to do.
Okay.
Soon. But I there were some questions, though, and I do want to address those.
What were they?
I was getting a wig or a hat for my character, and Control-Alt-Delete DVD fell out of, like, a wig.
That's
I don't know
it.
Where oh. that came from.
I
so
keep all the
I was like, well, now this is a prop. And so that's why I had that on oh. the stream. I don't know who's that, where that came from.
What, was
I
it a wig?
It fell out of like a hat or something. It was just it, like, I can't explain it.
The
that,
prop
and I was laughing so hard
shit,
that
yeah.
was in existence that I brought it on the thing. So
nice.
I did get some feedback from people like, Rocco, great job role-playing, except you brought a DVD into it. And I was like, oh, well. You know, for the first time,
it was fun. Jeez. Come on, we're doing
he's
a
dragging
show.
Your imagination.
You should use
people.
A rift in space time.
I might have broken some suspensive disbelief.
I don't
disbelief.
Think you did. It's a fucking dragon man hanging out with a fucking bird. Man.
You're a toy maker. You made that.
Yeah,
thing.
We're
assumed.
Working for a guy named Agam's Laugh.
Agam's Laugh. Yeah.
Whatever. And we have a fucking magical DVD from the future.
Agam's yeah. Laugh.
You really can't figure that out. It's D&D.
I don't know. Some people maybe they get really into it and they want it to be true to. You know, it's like Renaissance
well, I did
fair.
Get some messages like, hey, Sean, you are annoying on the D&D stream. Like,
who messaged you directly to say that?
I don't know.
Mom?
Hater?
God.
A hater?
Sorry, Mom.
Criticism.
Sorry, that just mom. Seems like such direct. Like, who
well,
has
there
the,
was like, yes,
the,
Sean, you were annoying.
You were, your performance was a little disappointing, son.
I don't know.
I
get,
know?
I
only want the best for you.
I get messages sometimes that are just like, hey, nice job, but this sucked. People are just tell me things. I don't know.
Yeah.
Only tell me good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No negative comments, please.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
Yeah. Tell me good
Put
stuff.
Put a chip tone over that when I said that.
If you don't like me, you don't need to tell me. If I can save that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Just walk away. I'll figure it out, you know?
If
be like, that
like
guy
him.
Stopped commenting. Well, must not like me very much.
Yeah.
You don't need to come up to my face and let me know.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear it.
Anyways.
I want to hear.
Last thing I want to say about the day is I did fulfill a dream by running with the torch, and thank you everyone here for allowing me to do that because everything I've ever wanted. It was
I just
great.
Like when we.
I did build that thing, and I actually hung it in my office because I was so excited.
Put on
it's display. It's a leg from my IKEA table, and part of a hair dryer.
That hair dryer didn't melt.
Part of it did.
Oh, it did. Okay. Yeah. Whenever we can bring fire into the studio, I like. I am enjoying that. Yeah. I know you are too, Kevin.
Sean was smiling ear to ear every time we ran somewhere with that when we were shooting that opening.
His dream.
And oh, then I kept thinking, we didn't have an ending to it. And I kept suggesting like, well, Sean is so joyous throughout this whole thing. That can't be. Like this has to end with like once he enters the studio, like Kevin trips him and takes the thing and lights it. And that was just met with a resounding, let him light it. Just let him light it. And so he did. And that was a great lighting ceremony.
Yeah,
so.
It was super fun. Super fun.
Better than, I mean.
Rocco kept trying to pitch this idea of Kevin tripping Sean and ruining.
Yeah.
Or somebody. It didn't have to be Kevin.
No,
but somebody.
You kept pitching Kevin ruins Sean's dream.
That's his.
But Rocco
martyr.
Kept pitching it. Oh, nobody else.
I didn't want to do it.
Everybody yeah, was like, Kevin so he'll light it. He'll light it. And then Rocco come in. Or Kevin could just destroy it. Yeah. I think you just wanted to see that happen. You
well,
know,
I just, if it was me doing it, it's like, uh-oh, Rocco with another stupid bit. Okay. Kevin just doing it dry, I just feel like was a less expected
real.
Thing. Just like, yeah,
I know,
hey,
I know but Kevin
this.
Was silent the whole time. You just kept trying to force it.
Yeah.
Like Kevin's the hitman.
Kevin doesn't
and
want to
Kevin
get
Kevin will come
bad
in and
time.
Bump him off.
Kevin's like the lightning rod. I wanted blame to go to, you know, like I'm the one. It's like, you know, Tony Soprano behind the scenes. Let, you know, Junior, put Junior out there. Let him take the heat.
Yeah, wow. This Sean guy is getting too happy with that torch. Kevin. We need somebody to take care of him. I know this guy.
Kev's a lieutenant to Rocco's godfather.
Yeah.
You're like first in line.
What do you think, Sean? This motherfucker Sean has had it too good for too long. Let's ruin it.
Well, that is true.
Kevin,
true.
As one of the many capos to Don Bodie, how do you feel? How does this make you feel?
Whoa. You can't say stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You don't acknowledge the existence of this thing.
You're going to get Rocco.
No envelope.
Knocked off. Now everybody knows he's the boss.
Shit.
Or is he?
He's a figurehead. It's all right. You're going to have to walk around town in a robe and mutter to yourself. Well, we're halfway there.
Yeah.
So I was watching Honey Boy starring Shia LaBeouf. I already talked about it.
Uh-oh. And you brought it up again?
All right. But there's a scene in it where the kid gets in an argument with his dad over whether flaring your nostrils is funny or not. And I was like, that's so dumb. But then the more I think about it.
Yeah. You're onto something.
I think it actually is funny.
This is some McKinnon
credit
type technique
to that movie. And I know, fuck that guy, but he actually wrote a compelling scene about nostril flaring.
Mm-hmm.
And I never watched his show when I was a kid. Even Stevens,
yeah, I didn't watch that either.
Yeah, but somebody told me like, yo, he flares his nostrils in that show all the fucking time.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
And then it got meta.
Oh, so that's why he wrote it.
Yeah,
in the movie.
And now, like, I find myself thinking about this nostril flaring thing, like, a lot, you know?
Yeah.
It's just...
He does kind of flare his nostrils in Peter Butter Falcon.
Yeah. So, one, flaring your nostrils is hilarious. And two, Shia LaBeouf's life has been, like, kind of ruined by nostril flaring.
Yeah. Holes. Holes is an allegory for nostrils.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Two holes.
Look at that. Two holes. The sequel to Holes. Two Holes. Well, I got right
Two
there.
Holes.
Sigourney
that
Weaver.
Was the name of the sequel. Two Holes.
Two Holes. What do you think about that?
It could have been called Hole Number Two. Oh, well, some people like the nostril flaring. Some people don't. He will not divide us.
Rocco, you're a funny guy. You want to give us a nostril flare?
Okay. This is going to be the funniest nostril flare.
Yeah, he's flare. He's a funny guy.
That's pretty funny.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now I'm lulling. Now I'm ruffling.
That's pretty funny. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to direct the scene here. Close up on Rocco. Go to your normal face. Go to one. Sean or Garrett, either one of you, you say something like alarming to Rocco, something embarrassing that he wasn't expecting, and then Rocco, you react.
You believe this guy, Sean?
With the gold.
Yeah. What about him?
All right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. So you guys say something, he's going to flare his nostrils. This is going to be comedy.
Sean, take a look at this guy. Tell him what for.
All right. Close up on Rocco. Okay.
Guy looks like a fucking chump.
For? Yeah. Say something to Rocco.
Give me what for.
Yo, that onesie's dumb, bro.
Uh-oh. Flare.
Why would you say that to me on my birthday?
Yeah, I think it fucking works, dude. I think it's fucking funny. Honestly. I think we got a formula here.
Well, he can't use it anymore, so I mean, it's fair
he
use.
He gave it to us.
Let's have it.
You know what? I'm sending that out to the people out there. If you're watching Mega 64 tonight, you just learned how to be funny.
Flare that.
Use it in real life.
Use
take,
it.
Take credit
in case
for
you
it.
Don't
it's
think
fine.
You're funny, or maybe you're not up to snuff in the comedy department. Just get those nostrils going. You know, sometimes you know the ladies they like a funny man. Just go, hi, excuse me, hi.
Yeah.
Podcast, they'll love that.
Podcast homework of the night. Do a flared nostril bit at some point in this week and email us and let us know if it got a laugh. Okay, let us know if it was funny. The flared nostril bit. Try it out on somebody and see how it works.
Next week, we're going to go European comedy. It's the Mr. Bean patented small mouth.
Oh, that comes with a
noise. Yeah, there is a vocal audition.
That's a little too advanced for our viewers.
Yeah, I'm not ready for
They're
that.
Not that funny
Let's
yet.
Let's focus on...
Stick with the nostril flare. You know, entry level.
Okay.
Entry level comedy.
Start with the basics.
Yeah, and build a foundation.
That's next week. That's for advanced.
Rocco's a pro,
he's advanced. Hey, he's a professional, though.
Rocco's, well, this is sneak peek.
Professional funny man.
He's like year 7 funny
man. I almost
man.
Swallowed my tongue on that one.
That's funny. Far.
He's still being
too
funny.
Close to the sun
he's
on that.
Still being funny. Classic Greek reference is fucking...
I'm laughing all the way to the bank.
All right.
Favorite Bean, Mr. Bean segment. Fuck the rest of the podcast.
Okay. Okay.
Favorite Mr. Yeah. Bean segment
Fuck yeah.
ranking.
Yeah, baby.
All right. I'm going with okay. it. I'm going to go out there and say.
All right.
When he sets up the Christmas crackers okay. and he keeps taking fuses out of them and putting them all into one cracker.
Yeah.
That's a big
and
one.
And then you forget about it. Uh-huh. And then you go that whole episode, the girlfriend thinks he's going to propose, he doesn't do it, the turkey gets stuck on the head, he loses a watch in the turkey. All that stuff happens. Oh. You forget about it all. She leaves and then he's by himself on Christmas and he picks up the Christmas cracker that you forgot about and he finally speaks. Merry Christmas, Mr. Bean. Pulls the thing Uh-oh. And it cuts to outside the apartment. Boom! That apartment blows the fuck up.
Leveled.
Fuck, that's a great bit. Oh. You Demolition. Forgot about the Christmas cracker, and by it having 20 fuses in it, it blew up his apartment. Comedy. Classic comedy.
Classic.
That and the motion simulator in the movie. Brace yourself.
That's two.
That's Classic. Good stuff.
That's the runner-up. That's the runner-up.
Okay. My favorite is when Mr. Bean was running around San Diego naked, penis out, yeah. screaming at all the traffic. What do you that. Want from me?
Slapping the
what
ground.
Are you slapping the concrete, showing his what? Ass to so all the fun. Traffic.
What?
Mr. Bean.
That's Mr. Yeah, that's him.
That was Mr.
Rowan. That was Atkinson. Rowan.
Rowan.
You didn't see that Mr. Bean episode?
You can find on YouTube.
Invisible Bean.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he like takes a shit right there on the street.
Oh, yeah. I might have missed that one. That's the new Bean.
You sound bummed out.
Because yeah, I thought you were going to get it. I thought it was going to be like, when he couldn't get off the diving board, you know.
That one's good too.
Yeah, that's a runner up.
Yeah.
You know,
to the naked San Diego slapping.
When he tries to weigh the turkey and, you know, he puts the thing under the scale.
That one's number three for me.
Yeah. Sean, go ahead.
The Olympics opening ceremony bit.
When he had to hold the note. Yeah.
That was good.
To be fair, that was really funny.
And it was live. Well done.
Some people hate Mr. Bean. I don't hate Mr. Bean.
Fuck that.
I legit like Mr. Bean. But some people really despise him. You ever encounter somebody
like
that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They think it's lowbrow.
Kevin, do you know anybody?
And it's so far from lowbrow.
Can I talk about that? Can I bring that up? Kevin's wife.
Oh, here we go.
Is a Bean hater.
Here we go.
What? You know what?
And I just want to say that's
her culture.
All that is self-hate, and she doesn't deserve that.
They got a lot more versions of Rowan Atkinson, and we.
You know what? Yeah,
Kevin. Good
but
husband.
He's a limitless source of fun.
Good husband, Kevin, coming to the defense.
Trying to mend. You know,
he's smart.
There's no excuse.
He's explaining.
She's
that.
From the UK. I feel like she has the right to hate.
She
him.
Loves Blackadder, but I've never.
I don't even know what that is.
Blackadder.
That sounds problematic.
Was he in Fawlty Towers, or is that?
No, that's John Cleese.
Other dude.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. Other dude.
Anyway. Anyway, what I think, no, but in all seriousness, it's funny because I remember when we went to Canada to do the convention there.
Oh, yeah.
I remember doing the panel and talking about one of the biggest comedic inspirations to me was Tom Green.
Yeah.
And that room groaned. That room went, and it was like, you guys don't like Tom Green? We're done with that. Oh, okay. So there is always that home field where it's like, yeah, we've run the course. Yeah. With
you
this.
Know what?
Hey, it's Ron Burgundy to us.
I was gonna say, yeah, bum fights. I hate the bum fights videos.
Yeah,
well, you went obscure with that.
San Diego
yeah,
got
I hate
a bad
their
name.
Success.
Yeah, Inden Klein really knocked it out of the park there. I think that guy's arrested in Vegas.
I think you're right, Kevin. The Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy.
And fuck that.
When other people bring up Anchorman, I'm just like, oh.
You guys have a lot of anger.
Dude, we live in a whale's vagina. It's
Dude,
so funny.
I'm telling you, I've said it before on the podcast. There is something about that fucking movie and watching sports, and it you can't escape it.
Yeah.
It's all these fucking boomer announcers who get to come to San Diego twice a year, and they got to make their favorite movie joke.
Yep.
And it's always that. And it's like, oh, why don't you stay classy? Fuck off with this movie that sucks and it's old. Wow. Fuck you.
Hate Quote it. A cool
Can
movie.
I tell people, I don't know if it's like this in every city, but if you live in San Diego, you hate people who aren't from San Diego. Generally speaking.
Sure.
But if somebody's not from San Diego and they fucking talk about San Diego,
Ooh.
Game over.
Yeah.
And that generally goes at extents for if you don't live in California and you talk about California, people who live in California, they're not happy to talk to you. Oh, you're talking about my home state. It's like, why don't you shut the fuck up?
Right. You know what?
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you think it's one fake?
Of you the best? You call it Cali? Nobody here calls it that. Go away.
But that, do you remember?
I don't know if it's like that everywhere. But
we flew to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And there was a sign up in the airport, like one of those like little like banner things, and it said, "Welcome to Atlanta. Nobody calls it Hotlanta."
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's one.
Yeah, it was like no one calls it Hotlanta. Enjoy your stay.
Right.
It was like
that
thanks.
Was the most badass poster I've ever seen.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah. So there's that mentality in every city. We need a poster when you get off the plane. Welcome to San Diego. We hate Anchorman.
Yeah.
But we've it's the opposite it. Because there's
they embrace it.
Cutout of Ron Burgundy at the airport.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They lean into it.
There's shirts that say "Stay Classy,
disgusting.
San Diego." It's like, oh God.
San Diego. You know why we're so successful as comedians? It's because we live in San Diego. And the population here has the worst sense of humor.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So we fucking stand out. Like
I really think that
we're only average funny guys, but
very
we're like
average.
Fucking
I can prove
sparkling
this.
Diamonds in this city. All the dumbasses here have the worst sense of humor.
I've been doing Austin Powers quotes for a month, and they're working all over town in the grocery store, getting laughs.
Yeah.
But I've really thought about that before. People, we've done like interviews and stuff in the past and things like that where people have talked about, do you think, you know, where you grew up had any effect on your creativity or whatever? Sometimes there's questions of that nature. And I really think that it is part of it. When you're in LA, like I've filmed stuff with people in LA. Like I remember we did that Nintendo promotion or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were filming just like on the street and stuff like that a long time ago. And filming in LA on the street was like, it was bad. It was everyone there was already tired of like, oh, you're filming. Yeah. Get out. Okay. Nobody wanted to talk to you. Everyone had their own idea. Well, no, it should be this. It should be that. It should be that. It was already like, oh, there's 8,000 things filming here all the time. So everyone has an opinion. When we film stuff in San Diego, it's always like, what
the
are they
novelty.
Doing over there? What is that? What? Yeah, and it's I really think there's a lot of places here that so don't have a sense of humor that us, you know what I mean? It was almost like that provided the proper background for us to like, we got to inject something into this. Like we've got to like, I don't know. It's weird. You would think like a place with no sense of humor would have a bad effect on you. But I actually think it had the opposite for me. I'm just speaking for myself, I guess. It made me want to, like, we need some creativity here. We need some, I don't know if I'm making sense, but.
Making sense to me, bro.
I don't know. It like felt
I don't
like,
know, man, but everybody in San Diego is not funny.
Yeah.
Which works to your advantage because when you guys start pulling out camcorders and it's before really people know about YouTube, they're just enthralled to be on camera.
It was kind of like, ooh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I think Kyle Mooney is from San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to film like YouTube videos before he was on SNL.
Yeah.
Right.
Just making fun of people in San Diego.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I love that character.
Yeah.
That he did.
And I've never seen that. Actually fucking genius because when I saw that character for the first time, I was like, you crazy son of a bitch.
You did
I
it.
Know exactly the kind of person you're making fun of.
Yeah.
And my whole life, I've resented those people.
Right.
And I've wanted to distance myself from them. But you are the genius that leaned into it and said, no, this is how people from San Diego are.
Yeah.
So instead of like resenting it and rejecting it, he just
made a character,
fully embraced it and then put it on display for the world. And it was so funny. So I feel like that kind of taps into the same thing we're talking about. And that character kind of represents the people we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like
an
average San Diego.
Is it like spaced out?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is whatever the character's name is. He's like by the beach, like hosting it.
Yeah. Oh, you know the San Diego bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you'll know as soon as you see the video.
Lifted F-250.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Weirdly into the desert, but also the beach culture.
Yeah.
It's like this weird hybrid.
Dresses like they're in Blink-182.
Yeah. I love Kyle Mooney, and those videos especially are really, really good. He was a family friend of mine is a teacher, and he that was one of his students. So they still talk, and like I think he gave them a tour like at SNL or something.
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But anyway.
Dude, we were there. Rock. Why didn't we get a tour? Fuck.
Yeah, we were at 30
I was
Rock.
At the fucking elevators. Yo, yes, you were didn't have one.
Yo, you were the student of someone that I sort of know. Can we get in?
Can we come on up? No.
We went into the guest lobby and like gift shop area.
Yeah. That's close enough. Just let us in.
Take us upstairs.
I want to take a quick second. I need to bring a few things up real quick.
Okay.
Sad things.
Sad. Yeah, sad.
Play the sad music.
The saddest website you'll ever go to, shop.mega64.com. You will feel sorrow because you'll see so many great items all at once at your fingertips. You'll go, I don't even know where to begin.
You'll weep.
I have so many things to order. I am shook. That's gonna be your first thought. Yeah. And then joy will flood in because your favorites will rise to the top and you'll go, order. And when you get those items, you'll feel a sense of joy and accomplishment you've never felt. So that's right. Do it.
What's available in the store? Because everything you said was awesome.
Yeah.
But what can they buy?
I'm afraid to look.
Oh.
So don't you're asking the wrong person.
No, that's not going to fly. Well, we need an answer.
If you're watching on Twitch tonight, it's actually your last night to get the items that we put up this past week. They went up during the board game stream, but they've been up all week.
Mob G,
with
baby.
All the event merch featuring the Olympic board games,
Johnny,
you know, logo
throw,
and all that stuff.
Fly the picture up. Johnny, throw the picture up.
Calling audibles, bro.
Wow, Johnny. Thanks.
Johnny.
Just throwing him under
Johnny
the bus.
Johnny
on
the spot.
Wow.
All right. Sorry, Rocco.
That's okay.
Bummer.
He just left me out to die. That's all right. all the Olympic board games merch, the anomaly hoodie and the joggers and the long sleeve. We got the alert long sleeve, the writer shirt. The notebook is in there. We're not selling the movie, the object. But all that stuff is there for pre-order tonight, but we've got a million other things, you know, even if those are down, we got a million things for you to peruse. So check it out. Shop.mega64.com. Pick something up. You'll be happy you did.
All kinds of wares.
And patreon.com/mega64. We have a bunch of exclusive stuff on there. Something that went up this week. I don't think you guys have seen it yet. I mean, you lived it. So you, in a way you have seen it, but
I've seen it once.
I found a ton of behind the scenes stuff. From 2017, when we were going to do a video about fidget spinners, which had just blown up.
I remember that.
And so we went out, hey, let's go out and get fidget spinners. We'll do this video, whatever. Video didn't work out, but we filmed the whole journey of finding fidget spinners, figuring out what they were. I know this may not sound like the most exciting thing, it is just a bunch of footage of us just hanging out, going to a mall, seeing fidget spinners for the first time. It is like a, you know, some people make the joke friendship simulator.
Yeah.
This video is like hanging out with friends, and it made me so sad watching it because I was this is all of what we can't do right now. It's like the mall's open and people are all, you know, there and close. You know what I mean? It's like, it was like just a hangout day.
You just took it for granted. You didn't realize what you had.
Yeah. And so watch, that's on our Patreon. At any level you join our Patreon, you can watch that video. And so I would recommend doing it. It's a lot of fun. And we put up other stuff too. We watched Be Kind Rewind. We talked about that movie. We put up, we did a bonus round of Jenga.
Mm-hmm.
After our Olympic thing, we did a special Patreon game of Jenga, which got also very heated. We didn't even talk about that. That game of Jenga on our board game stream was, I've never been that stressed on
that
a stream
was
before ever
out there, man.
But anyway,
yeah, it was fun rewatching that with a chat going.
Oh yeah.
Seeing what they were seeing. Cause I purposely didn't look because I didn't want them to make me more nervous than I already was.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah. I didn't do that actually. I should go back and look at that. But anyway, yeah, I was clenched that whole stream. Anyway, that's all. Patreon.com/mega64. Check out the stuff that's on there. You'll be happy you did.
Yeah. If you're not on our Patreon, why not?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
Dollar makes
I want to know.
$2.
I want you to answer for yourself.
Yeah. I hope you got an answer.
You show up here every week. You watch the show. We've been doing this
Patreon
for almost 20 dang years.
Mm.
You ain't got $2 or the Patreon?
Wow. Mm. Yeah, where's the give us the two smackers?
Why not?
$2 bill.
Leave a comment. Leave a comment down below. And let us know what we can do to entice you.
Yeah.
And don't say something stupid like show feet.
Positive only.
Because we do that on Patreon.
I've already offered
all the time.
That's what I was going to say. I've already offered. So if that's the problem, you got them. So what else?
You've seen toes. Now I want to see dollars. Okay.
Money where your mouth is.
Well, we might be moving to OnlyFans based on that. But we'll see. We'll see how Patreon goes. We'll play it out. Anyway.
Thank you. We're going to wrap this up soon, but I've been playing video games, which never happens.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He's never played before today.
You're on a streak.
But, I got Just Cause 4.
Okay.
Which was for free. It was released for free on PlayStation Network last month. I downloaded it on PS5. I cracked that open. I played Just Cause 2, and then I'm playing Just Cause 4, and I just feel like, oh, it's the game I remember with better graphics and more features. It's awesome. It was really fun. I'm assuming you guys haven't played it.
I went to Far Cry when I wanted to try. I feel like those two are kind of juxtaposed to me.
Have you ever played Saints Row?
Yeah.
I would say Just Cause reminds me of Saints Row. Kind of the zaniness level and kind of the action, where it's open world and you just start blowing stuff up and gangs show up. Except this is set in the jungle.
Yes.
And it's like a South American setting. So everybody is like, it's like a Spanish Contra trying to overthrow the government.
Yeah,
there.
You're always like a guerrilla warfare, some coup d'etat.
Exactly.
A dictator. And it's a lot of like parachuting and shit, right? Or like sky hooking.
Here's the thing. You have a grappling hook that you can attach to anything, which is actually really awesome. And it's a great game for fucking with people. I love a game where like a plane is flying over and you can shoot a grappling hook and attach it to a mountain and it just gets tethered straight down.
You could just do that. Crashing planes.
And you could like crash it into an enemy base a helicopter comes up and tries to attack you and you just tether it to an enemy tank, all that kind of stuff. So, but then you can tether stuff and have a parachute that you eject. So you can basically like vault into the air using those two things.
Ooh,
that's the method of travel.
That's the system of like swinging around.
In this
around.
New game, they also give you a squirrel suit. So if you get really high, you can put on your squirrel suit and then you're basically flying around like Superman. It's a crazy, zany, fun game. I really recommend it, actually. You just are there to fuck shit up. You want to destroy infrastructure and basically anger the local government and get the locals to join your gang and kind of expand your territory over a huge map. It is a massive, massive map. And then I got a copy of Hitman 3 on PS5.
Yeah, you've been digging that too.
Yeah, I played Hitman 1 about 20 years ago and I don't know, I was like 14, so I never really got a good Hitman experience. This is my first one.
I've never played him either.
And real quick, I just want to say, shout out to Limited Run. Like, our friends at Limited Run sent some stuff over. They sent that.
Yeah, that's so
and,
nice.
And some of the Sonic Adventure vinyls and
I
stuff.
Didn't know if that was on the DL thing, but yeah.
No, that was really cool that they did that.
Limited Run sent this, like, deluxe edition of Hitman 3.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So I fucking love it. Go to Limited Run and pick up this edition specifically from them. It comes with a cool passport.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know it came with stuff like that. That's cool.
Yeah, and so you've probably never played Hitman, and I didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
This is so open world, and so it's a violent game, but it's not a violent game. It's very much like you're just in a suit walking around checking stuff out, just looking. Like
waiting for your opportunity.
You go to like a party in Dubai and you need to kill a rich guy there and steal something from his safe. And he has a lot of security guards, but there's a handyman over there working on something. Oh, I'll turn the vacuum on here and hide in this closet. Oh, he hears it. He comes over to like turn off the vacuum and I come up behind him and like pick up a hammer and hit him in the back of the head. There's like stuff where you can like take people out silently by using, it's
like
almost
melee.
Like 13 Dead End Drive or that game I was showing you, that indie game where you had to like kill people by triggering.
Oh, Death something?
Yeah. Where you play the Grim Reaper.
Yes, that was fun. Yeah.
This is all about like setting traps, and the replayability is insane because once you beat the level, it'll be like, you did really good. You unlock this, 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 and this, and you can unlock costumes. Like now you can start as a security guard. Now you work for an agency and they'll smuggle poison into the kitchen. So if you play this again, you can kill your targets in different ways and you can unlock different more achievements.
Yeah.
It's very open-ended. There's a lot of strategy. I'm sure if people out there have played Hitman, they're like, Derek, you're describing the franchise.
And the graphics, yeah. though, I mean, the graphics look insane on
it's
this.
It's beautiful. It's on PS5. It's really fun. I just played the second level and it was almost like Knives Out. It was like a murder mystery. Like I was in a manor and I was going to kill this woman, but then she had this mystery and I had the option of just investigating the house and solving the mystery before I killed her. So there's different elements to it.
Sure.
Hitman 3, limited run games. It's awesome. And then I'm really enjoying it. Check it out.
You can download the maps for Hitman 1 and 2 in this version.
I think you can get the full campaign. So you can get the full Hitman experience if you want. There's a shit ton of DLC.
Yeah, yeah.
Both of these games, actually, I have to admit, they make me feel old. They do. It's one of those games where I hit like the pause button and a menu comes up that is so overwhelming. I'm like, I don't know what button to push. Square. Man, that didn't do anything. Yeah, gonna. You know, it's these modern games are like so complex. I love it, but there's like a bit of a learning curve.
Console games are turning into like the options are so complex, like PC games are.
Dude, every new game I have to calibrate.
Yes,
I was like, oh, is this just like now what we do?
This is new for console gamers.
I hate to say it, but playing Hitman 3, it takes me a minute to locate the fucking missions.
Yeah,
because the UI is so complicated. Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't want to download the story for Hitman 2. No, I don't want to do... Where the fuck is the mission I was just on? You know, I'm going through menu after
fuck
menu.
This.
But I personally, I love that. Having like too much is better than having not enough.
Yeah. Cool.
And this game definitely gives you more than enough.
Yeah. Well, speaking of being... Unless there's anything else you're going
to
say.
No, those are the two games I'm playing. I'm back to video games for now.
Speaking of being surprised and blown away, so I picked up the Super Mario 3D World game, and you know, I played that on Wii U. It's a good game. I think at the time, I think I can enjoy it more now because at the time I was kind of down on it. Not that it wasn't, it was a good game. It was a very good game.
I thought multiplayer was too easy to fall off the map.
Multiplayer was a little annoying, but just playing it as a single player Mario game, I remember when it came out, it was a very solid game. But I remember it came off the tail of there were like kind of too many basic Mario games by that point. We had new Super Mario Brothers U and like all this. I felt like they were doing the old school Mario thing too many times. And I kept hoping for like another Mario Galaxy or something else that just pushed Mario in a new direction. You know what I mean? Like, what's the next evolution of Mario? And then Mario 3D World, it's like, oh, this is kind of like safe again. But man, it was safe done well. Like it's a solid game. Playing it now, I have less of that expectation because we've had other stuff. We had Mario Odyssey and, you know, whatever. There's less pressure on it in my mind, so I can recognize it for what it is. And it's like, this is a really damn solid game. This is a really good game.
And I forgot it's such an homage to Super Mario Brothers 2.
Kind of, huh?
With the slot machine.
Yeah, and selecting a character.
Selecting your four characters. Yeah. Like, it is such an homage to that style.
So, you know... Stylistically, it didn't go super bold or out of the box, but man, it just did it what it was set to do so well. But that's not even what I want to talk about. It came with Bowser's Fury, and I'm like, oh, what? This is like a fun little bonus game or something. I don't know. I was so blown away by Bowser's Fury. I couldn't believe it. Hmm. I didn't know what it was. I didn't do my homework on it at all. I was just like, okay, let's check this out. And it's like, wait, this is just like, is this an open world Mario? Like, what is this? It's just a giant map you would continue to explore. Oh, you found stuff on here. Oh, open another island down there. Maybe you want to go down. Oh, okay. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what I was searching for. Like, you know, and Mario Odyssey, I like that game. But even that, I was kind of bummed when it came out. Like, I'm looking for like, what's next for Mario? Like, what is... You know, Mario Odyssey did do some stylistically kind of interesting things, But this feels like, I think it was, I said this before, I think it was Breath of the Wild that set me up for disappointment. Like,
sure.
Where what they did for Zelda, where it's like, whoa, you're really like changing the game here. I was kind of hoping for Mario, and this feels like that. Like, this feels like, oh, I hope the next Mario game goes here. You know, this feels like almost a test run. Like, are people enjoying this? Like, you know, instead of like level, it's one big place. Yeah. Like, are people down with that? I'm so down with that. And, you know, and every, and what it is like you're exploring, and every so often this Godzilla version of Bowser shows up. Like, every 20 minutes he shows up and you have to hide from it. But he can also destroy shit that unlocks more secret stuff. So maybe you want to kind of lure him over here. Or maybe there's just so much interesting dynamic to it. I was blown away. I did not expect to like it nearly as much as, you know, I didn't know what to expect. And I was blown away by it. I loved it. And so you can beat it. You get like 50, you know, shines or whatever they're called. You get 50 of those and you can beat the game. And so I did it. I got the credits. I'm like, cool, I'm done. I'm going to go move on. And then I'm never a completionist, and I found myself like, shit, I want to get the other 50 now. Like, I want to go back.
There's 100 total?
Yeah, and I want to go, and sure. I'm going back, and it's like, oh, they unlocked, there's another secret thing here now. Oh, now this thing is showing up. Like, there's more to it, and now it's like, I just want to complete this. So anyway, I was super, super impressed by Bowser's Fury. It's not long. It's not very long at all. I don't know. Have you played it, Sean? Have you messed
no,
with it?
No, I got it, but yeah. Honestly, Sawyer has been playing Mario Odyssey with the Sysmo, which I don't really know what that was, but that's fucking awesome for like a kid. Like,
yeah,
it's the perfect thing. But she was so into it that today she beat it, and then now we're gonna play it. We're kind of waiting for
assist mode.
Assist mode is like, I think it's like little kid mode, honestly, where it's like you fall off a cliff and then a bubble comes up and you lose one little heart thing, but then like you're still alive and it puts you back on the cliff.
Oh, that's
and there's little arrows showing you where to go, but like
you can just turn that on for her though.
Yeah,
and
I
walk
did.
Away now.
Yeah, and that's then she great. Beat the game. Like she beat it today, yeah. And she was like, she's like been fucking loving it. So now she's really amped to get into this one because there's a cat involved as well. So
yeah,
we're waiting for her to finish it. So that was today. So I think we'll probably play it this week.
Yeah, Bowser's Fury also eliminates lives. Like it doesn't have you lose lives sure. or you die and like lose stuff. And it sends you, you know, back or to a certain spot or whatever, but it's not, it doesn't adhere to the previous rules of Mario. And I thought that was awesome. So yeah. I hope the next game is that on a way bigger scale.
Well, I think you guys would dig Hitman 3. I'm listening, yeah. But just check it out.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Hitman 3, you lose lives, you take lives.
Life is in your hands.
It's give and take.
You got a barcode on your neck.
You like putting on that cat suit. Put on all kinds of stuff.
If Hitman 3 has a dinosaur you can ride on water with, I'm in.
It does.
Oh, okay. Well, then there you go.
Damn, dude.
Limited run. Shout out. Send me, you know, one of those. I'll take one.
Hitman 3 actually has a pretty good sense of humor. It's funny. Dark sense of humor.
Did that game Spy Party come out?
Oh, I remember
that. You brought up killing people at a party. Remember that indie game, Spy Party?
Yeah. I thought it did come out.
I saw that at like every PAX for, I think, like 27 years.
And also, yeah. I just think other people took that concept and ran with
ooh,
it.
Did maybe. Something else
yeah.
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that Among Us, essentially?
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of sus.
I just played that for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, it's fun. Was the imposter. Is the imposter, is that what they're called? The bad person. I don't know. It was me. Yeah. But in the chat, I just kept saying I was a bad person. No one believed it. So that was, but like my kids are like, don't do that. I'm like, nah, I'm the imposter. LOL. I kept saying that, but they didn't kill me. I won.
Did your kids play with you? Did they force you to get that app?
They didn't force me. It came out on the Switch.
Oh, it's a Switch now. Okay.
Yeah. So it was like $5.
And oh
so,
yeah. That it is. On
I didn't know it was finally on Switch.
They played it and then finally, it was my turn to play, and then I just fucked the whole thing up.
They didn't force you? I mean, Ted Cruz's kids forced him to go to Cancun. Yours don't force you to
they
play.
Don't force me to do things.
Mm-mm. We're not going to get political.
Yeah, Garrett,
well,
were,
I just
this
wanna
was
see.
Not...
I mean, if your kid wants you to play Among Us, you've got to, right?
All I'm going to say is don't believe everything you hear on the news.
Yeah. I heard, for example, you won't hear this on the lamestream media.
Uh-oh.
I heard Texas is warm.
Mm-hmm.
Where was that reporting?
I don't see any snow.
Yeah.
I see armadillos.
I saw a photo of Texas. Didn't see much snow in it.
Yeah.
Don't know where the photo came from, but
or when it came from.
There wasn't a date, but the Alamo's still standing. So, okay.
And the news isn't showing the photo I saw.
Yeah.
So,
who owns the media company? Huh.
Yeah.
I hate to ask.
Yeah.
Check your sources. Hey, you got a problem with what I'm saying? You Google it and you find my sources. Right.
Yeah. I don't need to do your homework for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are we doing exactly? Uh-huh. Why are we doing the legwork? That's on you.
Talk to my seventh grade math teacher. I don't do my homework.
If you read all the shit I read and did all the shit I did, you would think exactly like I do.
Yep.
So until you do that, don't argue.
Until you walk in my shoes a minute.
Until you do it, don't. Okay. Exactly.
Listen to what we say. Not as we do. Don't. Just listen to what we say.
And before we get started, if anybody here wants to say a single peep about Rush Limbaugh, I'm fucking ready for you.
Nostril flare. We got a flare.
Just because he was against, you know, all gender bathrooms and, you know, now his grave is going to become one. That's not a thing to discuss, and we're not going to do it. We're
don't want to hear any wasp jokes.
We're not doing it. Okay, so take it elsewhere. Go watch The Amazing Atheist, or I don't know what other podcasts.
You would laugh at my God. You know,
that's not
death.
For me.
Shame.
Wow, Rocco. Wow.
That's not. I didn't. I'm not going to. I didn't say that. I'm not going to. Whatever. I'm going to move on.
Let's end the show on that and let's go to the after show. No,
I would love to end the show. Believe me.
Okay. Then do it.
I can't.
Oh no,
you can't.
I really didn't want to do this at all. I didn't want to. I'm really sorry, guys.
Don't do it.
Joker update. I can't legally leave this week without doing this because did you guys see?
Hold on. The Joker is not relevant. The Joker's not a thing right now.
Are you?
There is no
Joker.
You
better be careful what you say.
This is the update.
Guess what?
What?
New Justice League Snyder Cut trailer came out. And who shows up at the end of it? Not just the Joker.
Uh-oh.
Jared Leto. His version of the Joker. And what does he say to Batman? Did you guys see this trailer?
Would it shock you to hear that I didn't see
this
trailer?
It's unbelievable.
Well, it's world news. So, frankly, yes, it does. It shocks me.
Okay.
He literally says, we live in a society where honor is dead or something like that.
Yeah. They've included it.
Isn't that right? Batman. He literally says, we live in a society.
So what?
God.
Those are the infamous Joker words.
That's Joker's main manifesto. We live in a society.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the full sentence. We live in a society, what? Where honor is dead?
Yeah, something like that.
Are you not allowed to use that phrase in a larger phrase?
No, it's just that those are the joke. It's fucking serious.
It's meta now, Derek.
I think people are just scared.
I don't want to be scared again. I can't. I thought we were done with the Leto Joker.
I know.
No, he is back in the 4-hour Snyder Cut coming next month.
4 hours?
Yeah.
Four.
Oh, they confirmed. Four. It's a four.
Okay.
And
Will Smith, can I ask questions and no dumb questions here, please? Can you not make fun of me for my questions? Thank you.
Okay.
I don't legitimately know what the Snyder Cut is. I don't know what this means. Are these things that he filmed for the movie that he didn't put in?
So Zack Snyder was originally the director behind the Justice League movie.
I do. I'm curious.
He was the one behind the Justice League movie.
Okay.
And then had to leave the project.
Why?
I think he had a really unfortunate family situation.
Oh, no.
Like, something with his daughter or something like that. Something bad happened.
Okay.
It was Joker he left, related. As far as I know, maybe I think that's what it was. So he left. Joss Whedon took over. And
he fucked it up.
The movie got silly. They put out movie.
What movie are we talking about again?
Justice League.
When did this movie come out?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, has anyone seen it?
Honestly, there are so many superhero movies. Yeah. I'm like, Did this movie come out recently?
4 or 5 years?
Four or five years.
That's Justice League from 2015's Justice League?
Wow. So, okay. But it might have been 2016, 2017. So I don't know.
The one where they CGI'd the mustache off of Superman?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Wait, wait. Did Batman and Superman fight in this?
Okay. No, that's Batman versus Superman.
Oh, okay.
So a movie nobody gave a shit about.
Okay, so Justice League came out.
2017.
Right, 4 years and ago. It kind of didn't do great. Yeah.
Well, you don't
say. And it was full of silly shit and like licensed songs. I really think they tried to inject some Guardians of the Galaxy in.
I
haven't seen it. So this is just going off of what I've heard.
Whedon move.
So anyway, it came out, people panned it and everyone was like, "Yo, give us Zack Snyder's original cut of this." It started to build steam that there was an original cut. And Joss Whedon fucked it up.
Oh.
So that built over the years. Like, rumor. Yo, give us the original Zack Snyder.
Because
Zack Snyder wanted to make
Snyder
it dark.
Cut forever.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it meant.
Zack Snyder is notorious for making his films. They're going to be dark. They're going to go
cyborg.
He's notorious for making them shitty.
He
makes them stink.
That's
real
another
good.
Signature. Of, yeah. Yeah. You know, every director's got their signature.
Yeah.
His are garbage.
He's dark. It's garbage. Gritty. His cyborg says all kinds of swear words.
Yeah. And anyway, so that built for years.
What's
and
the best
finally,
Zack Snyder movie? Side question.
Oh, Sucker Punch, dude.
Yeah. Legitimately.
Sucker Punch. Legitimately, probably Dawn of the Dead, right?
The remake?
He did the remake.
Oh, he did the remake?
Yeah, he did that.
That was good.
Yeah, that movie's awesome.
That is good.
That was a good movie.
It's been a long time since I've seen it, though. Has it aged good?
No, it's fine. I watched it recently.
Neighbor Dad from Home, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. It's all I care
Zombie Baby goes too far, but the rest of that movie's pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, so he did that. But anyway, after years of the fans demanding stuff, they said, all right, we're going to let Zack Snyder do. So Zack Snyder is doing his original cut of the movie. He even got a little extra movie to film new scenes.
Extra money.
For it. I think like the Joker was like not originally in it. Maybe I have that wrong, but now he is. He's got Leto is back. Because so he didn't get enough screen time. What's that?
They filmed those Joker scenes as new content. To add to the previous.
Supposedly, they gave him like $70 million to add on to this movie.
Whoa.
So I don't even know what his original cut of the movie at this point, or if it's just a new
reshot.
Yeah,
because my question is like, are people watching this movie and they already know what's going to happen, but they just added more stuff to it? Or like, what?
They don't know.
We don't know, Sean.
They don't even know what they're fighting for.
So here's what I'm going to do.
It's going to suck.
It's a movie they've already seen.
It's going to be fucking garbage.
But you know what? 4 hours and 70 million later.
But they're going to say they like it anyways.
I don't know if it can suck. Somebody said that.
Too big to fail.
Somebody I follow said that on Twitter recently. Like, these guys are all going to just say it was no matter what.
This is going to be Joker all over again. It's going to be a dog shit movie. And anybody who says the truth about it is going to be fucking ostracized. For not just loving it.
Yeah.
So
then that's not my opinion on Joker. Joker was great.
Yeah, God,
love Joker.
Yeah,
get started. It was awesome.
No, Joker was good. Man, he really stood for all of us.
He lives in a society.
He does live in a society. But I'm gonna make this declaration right here. I did see Batman versus Superman.
That's the only one I saw.
I was sick when I saw it and it was on. I was like, you know what? I'm laying here on the couch, not feeling too good. I got nowhere else to go. Let's watch it. And I was sicker.
You know, I think.
All I was going to say was, I haven't seen the original Justice League, or I haven't seen either cut.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to watch the Whedon cut.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that and then the Snyder cut when that comes out in I think it's a few weeks.
That's a big commitment.
I'm going to watch both and I will be honest. I'll throw myself to the wolves.
That's
and
a lot
say,
of trash.
Guess what? You know, it is or it isn't.
What if it rules?
Good.
What if Leto fucking kills it?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're like, dude, that Jared.
It's Margot Robbie about
we'll
you.
Never know.
I thought you sucked, but it turns out you rule.
Wait, they got
I think America needs to go to therapy.
No.
I really do. Because I'm just wondering, you know, why is the Joker such a thing? That character, you know.
I'm the Joker, baby.
He's a clown, but he fucking is a criminal. That's like the biggest character. You do anything with that character, and legions of people are invested. Like
they're
like, don't fuck this up. And it's like, why do so many people have such an emotional connection to the evil clown?
I don't know.
And again, to all our viewer people watching, this is a character we love, and we are just, you know, discussing the merits. I promise we love him.
Don't be mad at us.
Yeah, Jared, don't say. But send you're
totally there was an article the other day, not that this is Joker related, but I follow on my personal Twitter, I follow a lot of people in like the theme park community, or like people who design theme parks. And there was an article they posted about how, people are out there are missing theme parks because theme parks are therapy. They're not.
There you go.
Go to therapy.
That's also good.
I'm a huge fan of theme parks. They're not therapy.
Yeah. Therapy. You ever walked out of a theme park fucking in tears, realizing how much of a giant piece of shit you've been to your family for 25 fucking years, saying, I'm going to be a fucking different person from this point moving forward? You ever walked out of Disneyland feeling that way?
The whole presence really made me think that. Yeah.
You know what, though? I did leave in tears first time we did Rise of the Resistance because it was like, damn, that was the I thought I was in a Star Wars.
That was cool.
I thought it was George,
but I didn't
Lucas.
Become a better person. I was actually a worse person.
Yeah, dude, that brings out the worst in me. Where it's like, I'm fucking over these lines, and these churros are so expensive. Fuck.
Hey, in all honesty, that time that we went on the day of Kevin's bachelor party, and we weaseled our way on that. You're supposed to go on that ride once, and we weaseled our way in like five times.
That was
we crazy. Actually was were worse people by the end of that.
100%. And was I sorry at the end of it? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Not
there
even
it is.
A little bit sorry.
There it is.
Sorry.
Could you imagine your wife is leaving you and you really need to feel better?
Gotta go to
Disney.
You
spend 90 minutes in line to go on Splash Mountain.
Solved.
Come out soaking.
Solved. You're fucked.
That's it.
Well, there you have it, guys. We live in a society.
Another great show. The next podcast is Podcast 600, guys.
Yeah.
That's something to say.
We are going to... Well, let's leave it at that because I don't want to raise expectations. Mm. But
it's enough already.
600.
We got it.
Let's wrap this up and do an after show. We do an after show and then we end it, and people go, "Where was the after show?"
That happens
every week.
Yeah.
So we're about to do the after show.
We're gonna blow this after show out of the water.
Yeah.
There's no one that will leave going, "Was there an after show?" No, they're gonna go, I've been after showed the fuck up.
Where was the before show?
That's gonna be the question. Yeah, that's seriously. Say. Oh, they didn't do a podcast? I saw a ripping after show. When's the podcast start? Nah, we did it.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, what?
Where's that get uploaded?
And if you're watching this on Tuesday, goodbye.